Mike Cernovich, Google's internal emails will reveal hatred of Christians and conservatives. By Robert Krajicek on June 11, 2019. Author, filmmaker, and lawyer Mike Cernovich said that a review of Google's internal emails via the discovery process in an ongoing anti-discrimination lawsuit against the company will reveal its hatred of Christians and conservatives throughout its organization. He offered his remarks on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe invited Cernovich's comments on the latest developments in the aforementioned anti-discrimination class action lawsuit filed against Google. "This is actually fantastic news and a huge legal development," replied Cernovich. "Maybe a lot of people don't realize what discovery is. Discovery is a process whereby a lawyer is allowed to go through every email that Google has sent and received internally. Internal emails at Google," speculated Cernovich, "will reveal how the company's employees talk about how they hate Christians and how they hate conservatives and how there are so many racists inside Google that you can't even believe it. Listen," Cernovich said, "it's very, very rare to get that kind of look under the hood at Google. And that's exactly what's going to happen in this case. I'm surprised that Google hasn't offered to settle the case for a large amount. Because I can only imagine the kind of emails that they're sending internally when you look at what people say publicly. They confess publicly that they hate most people in America. That they hate people if they don't subscribe to this very, very narrow and extreme far-left-wing radicalism. This is all out in the public record. The kind of messages they're sending internally, I'm sure, are completely hate-filled. Completely bigoted, and it's going to be really fascinating to see how it turns out. Discrimination against whites and Asians in personnel management violates California state law," said Cernovich. "They're allowed to be a left-wing company. There's other California law that some dispute whether or not the political viewpoints are protected. And that's a much weaker argument than the well-established law, which is that if you're a tech company, you're not allowed to hate white people, you're not allowed to hate Asian people." Cernovich continued, "It's been proven. James Damore attended training where it said you're not supposed to give follow-up interviews to Asian people. There were employee handbooks on this, that bigotry simply isn't allowed under the law. Google's Diversity Annual Report in 2019 highlights its efforts to decrease the share of its workforce composed of men. It breaks down the racial composition of its workforce into 5 categories: Asiatics Plus, Black Plus, Latinx Plus, Native American Plus, and White Plus. The word merit is not mentioned in the report." Cernovich noted the nebulous definitions of harmful content and hate speech used by Google and other technology companies as the basis for their deployment of censorship, further highlighting the arbitrary application and enforcement of such policies. "Technology companies develop Kafkaesque and labyrinthine codes of conduct by design in order to be unreachable by users," assessed Cernovich. "If there's any kind of way to fight back against these anti-American corporations, I'm all for it," said Cernovich. "I'll ally with anybody. We're beyond the point of, oh, we're principled. We don't do this. We're way beyond that point, where they're trying to make it so that no American can have his or her voice heard unless it's an opinion approved by a literal Maoist." Cernovich went on, "This is what people don't understand and it frustrates me. We're dealing with evil people. We're dealing with people who support Antifa. We're dealing with people who support violent attacks against women and children. That's what the media supports," added Cernovich. "This is not a time to sit on your hands and whine and cry about double standards. This is the time to try to find their own leverage points in the movement." Cernovich addressed Vox's campaign to censor conservative comedian Steven Crowder while highlighting its silence on Elsagate, a neologism referring to YouTube videos suggested to children featuring sexual and violent content, including self-harm, with popular fictional characters such as Elsa from Disney's Frozen film franchise. "The Crowder stuff wasn't remotely offensive," determined Cernovich. "If you grew up on Richard Pryor, this stuff is nothing. Eddie Murphy's Raw, even the show in living color. There's way worse stuff out there. This isn't about Crowder or a couple of corny gay jokes. This is about shutting down any kind of conservative and anybody who breaks away from what they view as acceptable discourse. There's no real outcry about Elsagate from the media," added Cernovich. "This, again, shows that this isn't about, they don't care about, decency or standards. It's just about shutting down their competitors." Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter at @rkrajcik.